is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Main feature of the website allows you to control the content. You find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep, and then it pops up on the site. And what we call the upcoming stories queue, which are stories that are submissions. They just haven't gotten enough votes yet because it's a voting system. You get to register whether you like or dislike each item on the site and or, you know, whichever ones you're interested in. And the most voted up of those items will make it, they'll be promoted to the front page, meaning more people will see them. We're more likely to see them, talk about them. It's a social networking bookmarking experience that is not as addictive as Facebook. You can go to freetalklive.com because there's not really much of a social aspect. It's just a voting kind of system. And what we've been talking about the last segment, for those of you just tuning in for this new hour, it has been Facebook. And Dale is here tonight talking about how he is fed up, sick and tired of the addiction aspect to Facebook.
You make my feelings about it sound stronger than they really are.
I don't like it personally. Maybe I'm projecting.
Yours. I mean, I guess I just kind of. It's more like I just kind of like. I just don't want to use it anymore. I'm kind of burned out of it.
That makes sense.
Like I said, it feels kind of OCD. It's one of those things that there's times when you do something and you think it's fun at first, it's really fun at first, and then after a while you realize it's work and you just feel compelled to do it, and it's not that it's fun anymore, you just feel like I feel compelled to do this. What it comes down to for me is that there are still benefits and utility to it that I realize I'm having to give up and I'm going to miss it, but I feel like the downside is worse than that.
Well, I've done the same thing, you know, temporary reprieves from social networking sites. You know, there's LinkedIn and MySpace, and Facebook, of course, is the big granddaddy of them all. And, you know, I mean, you feel a feeling of, you know, that you do, like, you know, when you really like something, like a sort of addictive feeling, like a craving, a jonesing for it there for a while. And, you know, after a while you forget about it. And, you know, then the plane ride's over and you can start accessing it again right there when you get back in the airport. And it's fine.
Mm. So for me, it has been a little bit of a frustration. But then again, when I reflect, I mean, I like Facebook. I like all of the benefits that it provides. I like the interaction between people that normally I wouldn't get the opportunity to interact, really. I mean, old friends, etc. Although it's mostly people that I know currently. Those are usually the folks that I deal with. But I can easily contact them and invite them to events and things like that. And so for an activism movement, Facebook's an incredibly useful tool. On the other hand, it is a big time sink, and I do find myself there way more often than I would like to be. But if I reflect back pre-Facebook, because I think I've only been on Facebook since 2008. I was certainly not an early adopter.
I wasn't either.
I came on because that's where people were. Somebody accused me in the NH Free Forum, somebody who I respect, actually, accused me of, like, leading people to Facebook. And I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I came to Facebook because that's where
I wasn't
people
gonna
were.
Do, I was,
right.
You know, I was pissed that I had to open a MySpace account. First,
right.
I didn't want to do that. And then you're telling me I've got to open another one of these? Come on.
That's exactly how I felt.
I was under a lot of pressure to do it, and the reason I did it initially, I still remember this, the reason I finally got on was because it sounded like something that would be great for promoting my comic. And that's why I did it initially, and then I got more involved in other ways, but that was my initial reasoning for it.
Yeah, I don't, you know? Really...
And the comic fan page has grown quite a bit since then and all, and it's good
for that. There's no doubt. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that Facebook is the number two website on the internet.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not using it right, but I haven't really gotten tremendous. I mean, there's like it's not in the thousands. My fans on there are not thousands. They're in the hundreds. If you look at the amount of traffic on Anarchy in Your Head, it's a lot more than what could be accounted for from that little club.
Of course.
Facebook.
I mean, not everybody's on Facebook.
In the big scheme of things, it doesn't look that big, considering how much effort I've put into, you know, Facebook over the years.
Well, not everybody's on Facebook, and not everybody on Facebook is going to be a fan of the page that would otherwise be, or
yeah.
even if they're aware that the page
you
exists.
You know, I've got to say, I'm still a big fan. The fact is my cat was having a health issue recently. Mm-hmm. I went on, I posted on Facebook. I got a whole bunch of useless information out of it, people trying to psychoanalyze my cat and all kinds of stuff, including Dale.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And actually, a veterinarian's assistant came on, solved my problem, lickety split.
Wow.
I didn't have to pay the $150 it would have taken or whatever to take the cat to the vet. The guy comes on and solves my problem. Facebook.
How off was I?
I don't know is basically the short answer. The cat's still having some pottying issues. However, the largest issue was the fact that I put a top on the cat litter box, and apparently that made him so upset that he went pee in his food. If you can imagine how upset you have to be if you pee in your own food. I mean, this is pretty upset about a top to a cat box.
Yeah.
But, cats can be very, very picky about this particular aspect.
Bastards.
He's still now and then leaving little presents here and there, but he's not.
Kitty Bonbon.
The pee-pee is not an issue any longer. Yeah. So it is just, it's kind of a rarity.
You know, really,
Marcus, he doesn't feel like he's getting attention.
It's not Facebook's fault, right? I mean, they've made an incredible platform that is incredibly useful, and also.
Some things are their fault, because there's a lot of things about Facebook that are turning off a large number of people because of Facebook and the way they.
Well, you mean like
it.
The privacy issues and things.
Privacy,
like that.
The fact that the information that goes in there never ever goes away. The way the interface is set up to make it, all it takes if you deactivate your account, all it takes is for you to just log in one time. And if you have like an auto login set up in your computer and everything, then
it's
you're
back
right
on.
Back, you're right back on again, and everything's back clicked back on. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like these things you would you'd subscribe for some service or a magazine or something, and they would make it extremely difficult to get out.
I get you, Dale, but ultimately, any drug addiction, it's not the dealer's fault. It's not the manufacturer's fault.
Well, if you're talking about the addictiveness of it, sure. I'm saying the problems that are with Facebook, the problems that it has with privacy issues.
I'm not worried about that because
the content never going away.
It's your responsibility what you put on that Facebook. The idea that Facebook is not private is just, I think that's nonsense because you can sign up with nonsense if you want to. If you want to, you can create a fake Facebook account. I know that's true because people on the Freekeen blog, because we recently flipped the comments at Freekeen a few months ago, flipped them from the built-in WordPress comment system to a Facebook-only comment system.
Right.
And the reason I did that was because there was a lot of trolling that was going on, and because I was hooked on the comments. So it was really something for me as well, because there was a lot of just battling with the trolls and some of the other users of the site on the comments, and there wasn't a lot of productivity or useful comments being posted as a result. So I figured, well, if we do Facebook-only, then people will have to have their comments linked to their Facebook profile, and I knew that there was still a chance somebody would just sign up for a Facebook account with a bunch of nonsense information simply for the purpose of leaving trollish comments, and they've done that. But at the very least, it takes more effort, and they have to use the same account each time they post a comment. They can't just change one letter in a name or something like that. But my point being that if you want to stay private on Facebook, use a throwaway email address. Sign up for the account with that. Use a fake name.
I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah.
But again, even the usefulness of it is kind of tied to
being known.
That and being accessible to people that know you and potentially to other people. And again, your behavior and stuff that you post that could be very personal stays there forever and is accessible.
Oh, I agree. But again, it's your responsibility.
And that's a good thing, right? Like, if you're behaving poorly, this gives you motivation to behave better.
They give you the tools with which that you can restrict that privacy, and it's your choice whether you want to post those things.
I'm not talking about poor behavior. I'm talking about just that it's so... It's tracking it all and keeping it forever.
But your choice.
What does the government care about what I'm doing?
I'm not talking about just the government.
I don't know. What does Facebook care about what I'm doing?
Anybody that wants to try, someone who can...
If you want privacy, you've got to take the steps to have it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not...
I am.
Only your friends can look at your comments, though, right?
All right,
I mean,
so
your wall.
No, you can... No, that's not true.
But you can make...
You can set it that way.
If you set it that way.
All right, so more coming up here. What's your Facebook experience? Have you been hooked? Have you managed to get off of it? 800-259-9231. You can share with us. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down.
Tomorrow is Easter! Yay! It's great to go to the sunrise service on Easter Sunday. Be thankful you've had a whole month to recover from daylight savings.
This has been Lenny's Easter Countdown. Celebrate Easter tomorrow with your friends and family.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter theme musical. Up with bunnies.
We need a star.
Kathy Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
Well, that's the reason why we're here.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about the ups and downs of Facebook, the most popular social networking website on the internet, nearly the most popular website on the internet with a whole bunch of users, like hundreds of millions of users, I think. I don't have the exact
Who knows?
Count, but it's tremendous. And we'll continue that discussion here in moments.
It's the shirt that you use most, the white dress shirt. Paul Frederick has them. For you, an athletic, trim, big and tall, for $19.95. guys, you know, you just can't get a dress shirt that fits. I had this problem. So when I used to wear a dress shirt every single day of the week, well, maybe not Saturdays, I could never get one that fit right, because I'd always wanted to get one that was, I considered, reasonably priced. And the discount stores, whenever you get them, they're too tight, the arms are too short, the waist is too big. You can get the one that fits you in more than 55 sleeve, fit, and color combinations. Color combinations. It looks like color. Get free monogramming, too, if you use the coupon code TUCK, T-U-C-K, TUCK, at 1995shirt.com. Coupon code TUCK, 1995shirt.com.
All right, so don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you have Facebook and are going to continue using Facebook, you should like Free Talk Live over there. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to find our Facebook page and click the like button. I think we're around 5,000 likes. Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. So we're getting close to that point. So again, facebook.freetalklive.com, or maybe you're into the Twitter thing. You can do twitter.freetalklive.com. Also, we've got email updates at updates, or if you just want updates.freetalklive.com, or if you just want to access all three, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to do that real quick. That's news.freetalklive.com.
There's a special office chair now where you can hook up to your Twitter account that detects your flatulence and lets people know by Twitter. And this
sounds
reminds
really
me.
Expensive. How much does it cost?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me see if it's a... I think it was a specially designed thing. I'm not sure if it's something you can just buy on it. It's not like you can go to Amazon and buy this thing, I don't
Right, because it would either have to have a Wi-Fi connection in it, or it would have to be tethered to something. Right?
Yeah,
it would have to have
I suspect
sort of cable.
It's tethered, or it could be using Bluetooth technology. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Well, if it was Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, then you'd have to be replacing batteries in it. I don't know how often.
But this leads me into another issue with Facebook.
Another issue?
Yes. That's of late, that's just absolutely driving me nuts. I mean, talk about information overload. There's a degree of silliness with Facebook, people making these silly groups, like, that, you know, and okay, I'm guilty for, you know, I went ahead and, oh, that's cute, hit like, and you do it enough, and then...
Right, thunderstorms. Oh, I like those.
Yeah.
Will I be attending March the 22nd?
Summer,
yes,
summer,
I think I'll be there.
Summer in New Hampshire, as it became an event,
yeah.
You know. And it's just, and it's like people... Suddenly, people who historically have had basically decent netiquette have lost the sense of when you're spamming people.
Hmm. Well, it's not really spamming if so if
Facebook has become a place where it's okay to spam.
There
it's
is
like,
spam. Yeah.
It's the nature of Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook and it's like you know, and
you can block those people though. Right? I mean,
I don't want to necessarily block the
you can
people,
tell
though.
You can tell Facebook to block only their event requests. Like, when they send you something, you can remove
it. Well, some of them I want to get, when I was doing it, when I'm doing Facebook, I want to get some of their stuff. I don't want to block them completely.
But in that case, that's where
so
a conversation
to decide, well, you know,
right,
okay.
No. Or you can say, hey, look, you're sending me too
Oh,
many.
Believe me, I used all kinds. I used, you know, this Better Facebook. I've been using that, and it does make it better.
I don't know what that is.
Better Facebook is an add-on you can add on to Firefox and I think other browsers as well. That will let you have more control over Facebook, and it lets you tweak all kinds of options. It basically adjusts the interface. And all your feed, basically, it lets you kind of control what comes, what doesn't, with the ordering, and what you can mark something red so that you never, ever see it again, or you can mark it red so that you only see it the next time there's a comment. There's all that stuff,
I'll
and
have
I've
to
been
look
using
into that.
Yeah, I would recommend it for anyone that's going to stay on there.
So we're talking about different aspects, you know, kind of the ups and the downs of Facebook. You've decided that you're paring down your account. You may deactivate it entirely.
Yeah.
You're in the process of doing that now, and it's a pretty big decision to leave the number two website in the world. According to Wikipedia, over 600 million active users worldwide.
Wow.
I mean, it's just incredible. So
it's kind of funny to me that you say it's this huge decision, you know, like I'm getting divorced, you know. It's Facebook! Come on!
It is a big deal, though.
Get your head out of that weird place that makes it sound like this is a huge decision.
I'm kind of in between the two of you.
Now, this is normal life now. I mean, this is normal life now. You can go and grow organic beets in your garden and live in sackcloth if you want.
I don't think that
but it is
not doing
out.
Facebook should be treated like that. That's disturbing to me.
But it is.
It's disturbing to me to just look at like
so
that.
So what? You could be disturbed by combustion engines, too.
What are your...
I am not unplugged from the internet. I am an internet junkie, and I'm not going to stop being an internet junkie.
And that's part of it. That, as I mentioned, that's my big issue
We'll see you back at Facebook.
But I'm going to
We'll be here waiting to be back at Facebook.
There's this fire hose. There's this fire hose of information that is blasting me in the face, and I am going to turn it in another...
It's not a fire hose of information unless you want it to be a fire hose of information. If you want to unfriend whomever it is you wish to unfriend, who's...
And that's
fire
a massive drama thing, too. Everyone, you know, the whole... I said, look, I'm unfriending everyone, so don't take it personally, you know? And I'm not taking new friend requests. Just
all right,
stop.
So what I'd like to hear is your experience with Facebook. Certainly, we've all discussed to a large extent how we use it and abuse it. Would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Again, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk first to Larry listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Larry.
Hey, I got it for you.
Yes,
I got the cure for you. Because, you know, I have some experience with being online and so forth, but any new technology is going to the lowest denominator, which is porn. That's what the internet is all about. It's about voyeurism, and then when they get you hooked in, you will be like a junkie. They'll first tell you you need this to keep your machine clean. It's only $10 a month. Or you need a boyfriend or a girlfriend, it's only $5. And you'll be hooked on that situation, which is really nothing.
Wait, you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend for $5 a month?
I don't see how that anybody in their right mind can be duped into that situation. Because you're going to stand around, if you're going to have it in your house, right? You're going to sit around on a computer.
Is it about the internet or Facebook?
The internet, Facebook,
So you're a Luddite now.
It's all connected.
Would you call yourself a Luddite, Larry?
I don't have it in my home.
Larry. Would you call yourself a Luddite?
I don't know what I am, but I don't have the internet. I don't have cable. I don't have a television or any of that in my home.
Do you whittle a piece of wood?
I really don't have it.
Are you afraid of whittling, too? Or?
No, I don't have it because I know
the burden that it can be
on your mind. And you
what do you do for fun?
I'm an artist for a living.
Oh, that's great.
But you lose your cognition over the time that you spend on those things that they're not real.
Lose your cognition? I don't know if I would agree with that. There's some really smart people. Larry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. There are some really smart people that are on the internet. Like programmers and brilliant technical geeks, IT people that are really, really sharp. So I don't know if you lose your cognition by using the internet.
Any more than you lose by watching TV. I was watching the Science Channel last night. I'm like, well, this is awesome.
All right, more coming up here. Your thoughts. Welcome, 800-259-9231. Your experience with Facebook, good, bad, your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll free and you may bring up whatever you like. We're talking about Facebook. Is it a useful social tool or is it a dangerous time sink or both? Certainly would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231, or is it something else entirely? Of course, freetalklive.com is where you can go to get interactive with this program. We have various different features, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of this program, you may click and download as much as you'd like. Just go to freetalklive.com to do that. Again, freetalklive.com, right at the top of the page, the archives section, and then you click into the archives page, and that will take you all the way back to late 2006, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. Again, it's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Again, as I mentioned, Facebook is kind of the topic on the table. Of course, it is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you like, but we'll continue with your experiences and then talk about some alternatives to Facebook. But first, let's go to Ricky, listening to WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Ricky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about Facebook thing being that it is very addicting. I mean, about once a month, I got to take at least a week or so off of it, get hooked on it. I mean, I've called in sick to work. Everything's trying to, you know.
What? You called in sick to work over Facebook?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I guess it's very habit for me, very habit for me. But the statement I'd really like to make is, you said 650 million people on Facebook?
Yeah, over 600 million.
$600 million. I think that Mark Zuckerberg would, and I think 80% of the people would be willing to pay like $12 a year, $1 a month, whatever. He could make $1 billion every couple of months.
He's already making quite a bit.
Don't worry, they're making plenty. Advertising is the way it is.
Yeah,
people
but if they charged
for content,
if they charged for it, they wouldn't do as well on advertising because there'd be less people using it. And then their advertising wouldn't be as good. So
yeah, they're not hurting for money, so I don't think Facebook is going to be changing.
Yeah, I think he's ranked like 23rd wealthiest or 16th wealthiest person, but I think the Waltons, the Walmart people up there, number 2 and 3, but he could easily surpass them in 2 years' time.
How old is this guy? In his late 20s or something?
Well, they're saying for his age, he is the wealthiest in that age bracket,
I believe it.
You know, for something like that.
Yep.
Right.
Because he's so young.
The Network movie was really good, too. So
I've heard about that.
Yeah,
my mom would say, you know, if I make fun of him for Facebook, then she'd say something like, "Oh, he's laughing all the way to the bank" or something like that.
Exactly.
I wonder how much time he spends on Facebook every day.
He's too busy having sex with supermodels on piles of money.
I don't think he messes around with it. I'll be out there just he's only once a month.
Now, why would you call into work, Ricky? And really, I mean, are you really that hooked on it?
Well, I mean, I've called in work a couple times, you know, just to call in sick or whatever, because, it gets very habit-forming when you're just, laying out your, just making posts and stuff like that, chatting back and forth, and I don't know. To me, it got really addictive to me for a while, about once a month. I usually try to take off about 4 or 5 days at a time, so,
let me just make sure I'm understanding. You're saying you try to take 4 or 5 days off of work or 4 or 5 days off of Facebook?
No, 4 or 5 days off of Facebook.
I see.
Just to get away from it, yeah. I would say in the past 6 months, I've maybe taken off maybe 6 times, at least once a month.
Very good. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
I appreciate your call, Ricky. Thank you, sir, at 800-259-9231. So, again, I feel like I'm kind of in between the two of you. Mark, you are a huge advocate for Facebook. Dale, you're a pretty big skeptic at this point. And I have to say that I feel like, well, on one hand, it is a very, very useful tool. And there's no way I can't see myself going off of Facebook because of how useful it is. But on the other hand, I also know that the real problem isn't with Facebook. It's with me and how I use technology and my addictive, the likelihood that I will be addicted to something. So if I look back prior to Facebook, this is a point I wanted to make earlier, and I kind of spaced out. But if I look back prior to Facebook, I was still hooked on different interactive technologies with other people. So, like, the NHFree.com forums were real big before Facebook started to come up. And NHFree.com was a website. It still exists. But it's a site where people used to go a lot more often to do things like organizing activism and socializing. And it was essentially pre-Facebook.
I visited it quite a lot. I can remember taking breaks at work quite a bit, to go check it out.
I would do it
more than necessary.
Just like with Facebook, when I'm working, I would be on NHFree or I would be on the Free State Project Forum or something like that. I would be doing something socially interactive on the internet, and I probably should have been doing something else. But then again, what else would I really do? Doodle? I mean,
make telephone calls to radio stations and ask them to carry Free Talk Live.
Well, there's no doubt.
I think the way that addictions work is that you seek out an addiction as a way of avoiding something else, as a way to fill in a gap for something.
Well, it became both for me. The problem is, if I'm on hold waiting for a radio, station's program director to pick up, I want to be doing something else. So I will go to Facebook, or I would have gone to NHFree.com, or I would have gone somewhere else. But you're right, Mark. The problem is that if I go to those places, then I get interested in that after I hang up the phone. Oh, I got to respond to this post.
Yes.
And then I'll get back to another call. So, yes,
right.
I probably could call more places if I wasn't doing those things. It's not like Free Talk Live hasn't grown very, very well. And obviously things are working for us. We're nearing 100 affiliates now, so that's great. But, would we have 150 if it weren't for Facebook? I don't know.
I don't think that there's much of a chance for that. And you got to live the life you want to live, too.
That's true. All work and no play, right?
That's an extraordinarily important part. I mean, if I were to do as I wish and lock you in a basement, chained to your computer, and all you can do and your telephone, and all you can do is make telephone calls to potential radio talk show hosts, and really more importantly, every time you get drowsy, an electric shock is administered to you,
right?
Then finally, you wouldn't be living the life you want to live, and that's not any fun at all.
I wouldn't want to live that way.
When I get tired of making telephone calls to advertisers for Free Talk Live, I go upstairs, I wrestle with my son, you know, I interact with him, I do
and
whatever.
That's okay.
It's the thing you want to, it's what you should be doing.
But it's the discipline that is the difficult part for me. It's not Facebook's fault. And that's why I was saying, like, before Facebook, I had problems with the forums. And now with Facebook, I don't go on the forums as often, although I'm on Freaking Forum quite a bit. But it's just something else for me to fill that time with. And it's up to me to control myself and to realize, okay, spending too much time here, need to do something more productive. And that's something that, honestly, I struggle with on a regular basis. So, what about you? 800-259-9231.
I find that I think another thing that bugs me about Facebook is that there's people that I get interested in on Facebook, and I'm like interacting with them a lot on Facebook and trying to get to know them and everything. But like really, you know, I'd like to meet them in person. And a lot of my interaction with them, I'm thinking, well, I'll meet them in person someday. I'll meet them in person today. Mm-hmm. They'll come to Porkfest or something will happen. And so I'm like maintaining this connection with them on Facebook in hopes that someday it'll be a meeting, you know, something we'll actually meet in person or something. And that just never seems to happen.
That's
and
one of those things I don't do.
Why am I investing in trying to, you know, in this? And
That's one of the things I don't do. And in the beginning, I felt bad about it. Like when people would send me, I mean, I'm on a national radio show, so people know, kind of hear me, and they want to, oh, there he is on Facebook, and send a friend request. So I get friend requests frequently from people that I don't know.
I've accepted hundreds, and now I regret it. I'm like, I just, you know.
I started that way.
It's information overload again.
Right. So. I started that way, and then I realized that when you get that news feed and it shows you what everybody's doing, like, I don't even know these people. So that was when I made the decision to make it so that only people that I've actually met in person, for the most part, it's a general rule. I mean, I'll bend it for, like, people in the radio business for networking purposes for business or something. But it's a general rule, only people that I met in person, they'll be accepted. Again, I'll bend it for other things, but... when I did that, it was good because then on my newsfeed, I only saw people that I knew, and occasionally I'd still go through and like just purge through my friend requests, simply or not my friend requests, but my friends, and like kind of, all right, well, I haven't seen that person in a long time, so you're gone too.
And then drama happens, doesn't it?
No, I've never had that happen. Okay. Because, you know, you're not that important in their life.
There's an article you might find interesting. It says, is your Facebook friend a spy or IRS agent?
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your Facebook experience, have you been hooked? How did you end up breaking away? Or are you somebody who thinks it's an incredibly evil device? Or is it really, really useful? Or all of the above. Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. freetalklive.com, features, by the way, including archives and the wiki and Shrine of Female Listeners. We give them all away. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There are affiliate links there for Amazon. And when I say links, I mean multiple countries, because you don't want to order from Amazon U.S. if you live in Canada. We've got Amazon Canada, U.K., U.S., and Germany. Click into the one that's appropriate for where you live, and then get your shopping done. And feel good, because Free Talk Live is going to get a portion of Amazon's profits, because we sent them the business. So start your shopping through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up just this June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there broadcasting live from Rogers Campground, beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, with surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, many of whom are visiting New Hampshire for the first time or coming back to visit again, because it's just such a great time being around people of a like mindset, where you don't have to talk about the basics of the ideas of liberty in your first conversation. You can talk about all kinds of things, from the subtleties of the ideas of liberty to whatever. Certainly, there's all kinds of socializing that goes on at these events. Lots of fun activities, live musical performances, family fun, agorism in action, all kinds of fun stuff. And it's cheap. It's camping, so it's not like you're spending money on a hotel, although if you feel like sleeping in a hotel, there are a few down the road. There's even a motel on site, but I'm pretty sure the motel is sold out at this point. There are still some campsites available, and I believe some RV sites available. Porkfest.com is where you can go to get registered, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. The early bird registration has passed, but that doesn't mean it's really expensive. It's still only $30 to get registered, but you can save 20% by using Free Talk Live's discount code, which is Free Talk Live, all run together as one word, no spaces there. So use our discount code, save 20% on your registration at porkfest.com. It's my understanding over 450 people registered in the early bird phase, which is more than had registered. It was more than had registered in the early bird phase last year by about 50 people, so a decent percentage more. And they closed the early bird phase earlier this year than they did last year. So the window of the early bird registration was smaller this year. And so if that is any indication,
It seems like it is.
Right. Odds are good that we're on track to have a bigger Pork Fest this year than last year. And of course, year after year just keeps getting bigger and more new features are added and new interesting folks show up and set up their tents and sell stuff. And it's like a little free market for a full week because the cops don't mess with us, which is great.
It is. It's fantastic. It's such a blast.
Yet, you say. They say that every year, Mark, and it should be interesting if the cops ever do decide to mess with Pork Fest. That is the last group of people the police... I mean, that and the Hell's Angels.
I was going to say, it's so many. I mean, you know, again, the cops don't really like to get involved when they're massively outnumbered, and this is one of those cases where everyone around is not going to be... I mean, they're certainly peaceful, but they're not going to be helpful to the cops.
They're not going to be silent or placid. Like, peaceful in the nonviolent sense, they're not peaceful.
They're not passive. Exactly.
Right, it wouldn't be hard to surround the police vehicle if you wanted to, and it really caused them some difficulty.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of difficulty particular you're talking about, but you know, just the cops do like to outnumber the protesters.
Absolutely. So go to porkfest.com, get registered, and we will see you there. Facebook is the topic at hand, but you can also bring up anything you want. In fact, coming up, there's actually news about Facebook depression. We've been talking about addiction to Facebook and some of the negative aspects of Facebook, but nobody here has really had Facebook depression. We'll tell you what that's all about. But first, we go to your phone calls about what you want. Chris is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to NPR today, and they had an article or segment on there about the NAACP. And it was about the diversity that's coming into the organization and helping it grow. Apparently they have a Latino head in Waterbury, Connecticut, of that chapter. And they had a quote by one of the heads of a Black Baptist church in Waterbury. And this Baptist preacher's name is Withers, but I can't remember his full name. But here's the quote, as best I can remember it. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on it. Is that all right?
Yeah, right here. Go ahead.
Okay. He said that the NAACP is a primarily black organization and that it should focus on black issues because black issues are different not only in degree but in kind from Latino, gay, and other issues. And to me, I don't see it being a black and white or gay issues. I think it's all human issues. But I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Well, I think that, so, you know, that race in America is a complicated issue, and I wish they'd all just go away. Mm. It's the reason that I have decided to eschew race. I don't have one. I've just, I've been told that these things are largely based on what people's opinions are about themselves. Certainly people will look at me, and they'll likely decide that I have a race. They'll assign one to me. But for myself, I'm just not going to use that terminology anymore, and I hope more people continue to. I won't fill out any government forms, any forms whatsoever giving my race, except when it comes to the blood bank. They need to know it for purposes of separating blood. So they need to know whether or not I'm Hispanic of any sort. I guess there's some kinds of something in your blood that they care about there. So they've convinced me that it might be a good idea for them. But, you know, I do think that there are issues in America that face largely black people. I don't think the NAACP has been on the right side of those issues, personally, every issue, every time. But I can see their point there. I think that a lot of white people, you know, if you want to use that terminology, they kind of view race as, look, we've done our very best, and you know, that whatever, we've reached the finish line here. Like, the finish line is long past, and these issues have been addressed as best as we, if you, want to use that terminology. I've never owned anybody, so I, you know, as far as the slavery issues go, please don't put that whole ownership of slaves on me. You know, they feel like it's all over and that there's not much more to address for them. I think a lot of black people, whether it's good or bad, still have a lot of residual bad feelings about being, you know, in a minority. Certainly they've been treated badly because of their minority status. But I think to some extent they sort of live in a prison in their minds because of that minority status too. I think it's half and half.
I don't really address the question. The question was more about a statement made regards to Hispanics being involved in the NAACP.
The NAACP is a club, and they can exclude or include anybody they want.
They can,
And they should do whatever makes them happy.
And clearly, they have been kind of pigeonholed into being an organization for black people over the years. But then again, they do call themselves the National Association for Colored People. Which is kind of, using an old term that my grandmother used to call black people colored.
Yep, yep.
And so it would seem that if they wanted to be more inclusive, that they would want to welcome others into their organization. And maybe this was just that one guy. Maybe it's not representative of the entire organization. You're saying this was just one preacher in one location, so it's certainly not a national statement, right?
Correct. He was responding to the fact that the NAACP has been embracing Latino and gay issues.
I say good for them. I mean, expand their reach.
I mean, it seems good, and that it would also help them to sort of form bridges with other people that might be able to help support them on their issues and things like that.
I think there are times when organizations outlive their usefulness. Comes to mind is the Southern Poverty Law Center and the National Organization of Women. These two organizations, in my mind, have outlived their usefulness, and I think to some extent the NAACP has too. If they're addressing issues of Latinos and gays, then I feel like they're not focusing on, in fact, what their mandate is, and they're focusing on new things. Is that good or bad? I tend to feel like when an organization should be around as long as it needs to be around, and then it should go away. That when these old dinosaurs, stick around, look at what the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing now. They used to be about getting attacking discrimination from a legal standpoint in this country. Now they're worried about who's a patriot, and they're funded by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, it's disgusting.
Chris, thanks for the call and the question. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Alternatives to Facebook. Some people are getting pretty fed up with it. What can be done to organize outside of Facebook? Or are we getting too hooked, too dependent on this one website for getting together and creating events and things like that? Also, Facebook depression. Apparently, it's a problem with some teenagers. We'll explain to you what it is here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and beds. Strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.